Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Jose Oakland.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. We've got breaking news at the top of the hour. Violence on the picket lines in Albany.
Did not like the fact that the protesters were in the street, just plowed right through them.
Competing factions were protesting a new construction project on a historic piece of land when what appears to be an angry driver plowed through a group of protesters. There are at least two victims in the area of Marin and San Pablo Avenues. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns joins us live again from Albany with the very latest. Carolyn?
John, as you said, there was excitement earlier here. It was at the intersection of San Pablo Avenue and Monroe Street. The group from Occupy the Farm had gathered to protest the building of a Sprouts food market here on the Gill Tract. And as that group was in the middle of San Pablo Avenue and Marin Avenue, this car that is now described as a white, older model, four-door sedan, just basically did not stop and hit a woman. Her name is Mindy, and she described what happened.
He gunned the car, and I spun around and fell to the ground. He just plowed past me. I mean, he didn't stop. He didn't. He had a mission.
And again, that car is described as a white four-door older model sedan. It may be an older Cadillac, but the license plate number is Y9018, and it does have a disability plaque on that license plate there. Mindy was taken off to the hospital. She had some injuries to her foot. Another person was injured, also with injuries to his foot. And we're not sure, but it's believed that possibly another person on a bicycle was hit as well, but apparently was not taken to the hospital. Here at the corner of San Pablo Avenue and Monroe Street in Albany, I'm Carolyn Burns, KGO 810.
And now to Colorado and a guilty verdict in the movie theater massacre. That is just part of the chaotic scene that James Holmes left behind on July 20, 2012, today. Now, 27-year-old Holmes is found guilty of killing 12 people. He also injured 70 others. Correspondent Chris Wells says prosecutors proved their case.
Because of all the planning that went into this, because of the various movie theaters that he checked out before deciding on this one, because of the various other attack methods he deliberated with before deciding to go with a movie theater shooting, all that lead up and planning, and the fact that he booby-trapped his apartments with explosives and incendiary devices, that all, prosecutors say, that all led them to believe he was very sane when he did this and that he knew right from wrong.
It took just a day and a half for the jury to reach that verdict. Now that same jury must decide whether Holmes should receive the death penalty. Here's correspondent Anna Cabrera.
There were 3 men and 9 women who deliberated, and there are still a handful of alternates who will continue to wait through the sentencing phase and through the sentencing trial.
Back here in the Northern California, a high-ranking member of the Stockton Police Department is on leave tonight following his public criticism of same-sex marriage. Lieutenant Toby Will, a former Marine and a 25-year police veteran, submitted a sharply worded letter to the editor of the Stockton Record newspaper. In it, he writes, "Those who live according to the vile and sinful passions will meet with the wrath of God." It is unclear if Lieutenant Will violated any police department code. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, tonight, 5 people are dead, including 4 Marines, after a 24-year-old man with Egyptian roots opened fire on 2 military training facilities. The gunman has been identified as Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz.
Shortly before 11 a.m., Abdulaziz drove up to a military recruitment center, pulled out a high-powered rifle, and opened fire, according to witnesses.
I seen the guy in his car. It was a silver Mustang, drop top, a white guy, and he had a high-powered rifle. But it was pow, 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 and he was just firing shots over here right next door to us into the Air Force, Navy, and Marines office.
The suspect then headed to a nearby Naval Reserve Center about 7 miles away. There, Abdulaziz opened fire, killing 4 Marines and wounding 3 others, including a policeman and a military serviceman. He was engaged by authorities and is now deceased.
That is correspondent Victor Blackwell. Meanwhile, authorities are looking into the possibility the attack might have been the work of Islamic militants. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:04.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. For some time now, I've been offering tips about how to deal with the IRS if you've fallen behind on your taxes. Telling you to call Optima Tax Relief because they're the best trained, most trustworthy, blah, blah, and blah. But now the message is so familiar, you may not be listening. Oh, it's him again. Well, here's the important message. Call Optima Tax Relief. They can help you resolve your IRS issues. The government, you know, can garnish your wages. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. To be fair, the IRS also has a new program called the Fresh Start Initiative to help you with that debt. So we've given you clever slogans, don't mess with the IRS. They'd rather settle for less than bother you more. Now the clever thing for you to do is call Optima Tax Relief now for your free consultation.
1-7-1753, 800-317-1753, 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic, and we welcome Lee Graham now to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We will start on eastbound 80 along through Berkeley. This look at traffic's brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. It is still trying to relax, and you're pretty much heavy from the tolls up to the Hoffman split. Also, heads up, the metering lights are still on. Coming across the Bay Bridge on westbound 80, it's bumper to bumper from the tolls all the way to the Skyway and from there to 101. And adding to that jam up is an accident that's reported at 2nd Street. Lafayette, 24 eastbound, you got construction up between Akalani's Road and Happy Valley Road. That's helping to keep you stop and go in stretches from Happy Valley back to 51st in Oakland. Also, Van Halen at the Shoreline Amphitheater tonight at 7:30. You're only going to face heavy jam-ups if you're heading in on southbound 101, which is stop-and-go in large stretches from North Rangsdorf back to 84 in Redwood City. It's retail therapy at Black Oak Casino with this exclusive promotion for gold, platinum, and diamond members. Earn shopping spree dollars with bonuses every Sunday in July and spend them on brand name and designer items at the end of the month, only at Black Oak Casino Resort. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, this was the hottest day of the week, mid-70s at the beaches, mid-90s inland. Friday, the marine layer returns. It's going to be a bit cooler. On Saturday, the clouds move in. The temperatures drop, mid-60s to upper 80s. On Sunday, we bring the 90s back and a chance of showers. Right now, around the Bay Area, still pretty warm in the inland areas. We've got 93 degrees in Fairfield. It's 88 in Livermore, 80 in San Jose, 71 in Oakland, and 64 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Live and local in the Bay and around the world, it's the Drex Radio Show at KGO 810, along with Heather and John Lobertini from the KGO Newsroom. And right off the bat, we are going to talk about... Well, there's so much news going on today. We're going to begin with what happened in Denver. James Holmes has been found guilty in the Aurora movie theater shooting. And we have John Lobertini joining us. And also we have Tony Kovaleski,
who is the lead investigative reporter at KNTV in San Jose. He worked in Denver for 11 years. And Tony and I went to school together at San Jose State.
Oh, how
That's
sweet.
How far back we go.
That's a long time.
Are
you
there, Tony? Years.
Not that. About 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you've always had my back.
Well, yes, go ahead, John.
So, Tony, you worked in Denver for a long time. You were, as I recall, around when the Columbine massacre hit. Then this Aurora thing hits. I know your kids went to school in the Denver area. Take me back to that incident, especially, you know, after Columbine.
Well, you know, the incident, it shocked Colorado, it shocked the country, it shocked the world. And, you know, I can tell you that the governor's office, people in the state, after this shooting, started trying to answer the question, why Colorado? What's happening? Columbine, this shooting, is this just a freak of nature that you have these two major shootings within a few miles in the Denver metro area? And it rattled the city. But I have to tell you, I don't think anybody is surprised with today's verdict. I think if that happened in any community, the verdict would have been the same. Nothing unique, nothing surprising. They did their job. They spent 13 hours, and the verdict is what I think most people would say is a just verdict. So, yes, it's certainly something that
has rattled and will always be remembered in that community. But it's one that still nobody can figure out.
Well, you know, his lawyers spent a lot of time trying to paint him as someone who was mentally incapable of standing trial, not guilty by reason of insanity. But there were a lot of intricacies here that, you know, really contradicted that in a big way, I think.
A lot of nuances in what happened. I mean, if his gun had not jammed that night, instead of just 12 people killed, it would have been far more. That movie house was packed. And think about that jury, going through what they've listened to in the past several weeks and the pain and how many families, their worlds were changed forever. They're human. You can't watch that and not feel the pain of what happened that night. And certainly James Holmes has some mental issues. I think there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, well,
should he be held accountable for what he did?
Well, that's one of the big things.
And that's what the jury said.
Okay, well, so I want to defer to Candace DeLong, who's not with us right now, but she will be joining us a little bit later, and she is an FBI profiler, she was. And her thoughts, she sent me many notes on this, and her thoughts are that the University of Colorado and the psychiatry department, they should be the ones that should be taking a lot of blame for this, because she thinks that he should have been hospitalized with or without his consent way before this could have ever happened. You know, as if it were happening, if he would have went to a psychiatric unit here in California, he would have been 5150, involuntary admission.
That issue has been talked about at great length in the media in Colorado, nationwide. And it's, you know, you hear from those that were close to him before the shooting, and certainly there were signs, but they argue back that they have several dozen people that they could say this might have happened or could have happened. In hindsight's always 20/20 in these situations. So is it worth talking about? Is it worth a discussion of how we could do a better job, prevent something from this happening? Yes. Is it a black and white issue? No. There are a lot of mentally ill people that may make positions like this or may threaten, and where exactly is that line?
Hadn't he sent her quite a long document or a treatise of sorts, his therapist at the university?
There were, and Heather, your point, and this issue is really worth discussing, because, yes, there were serious signs, and when we look in the rearview mirror, you can go, it should have happened this way, or it should not have happened. But when you hear it and read it at greater length from the University of Colorado and then the psychiatrists there, they were concerned, yes. They did take some steps to try and create some sort of deeper connection with James Holmes and maybe prevent it from happening. But in the end, it again fell into that gray area.
That's interesting, because I think of all the fire that San Francisco is under for its sanctuary status, but we shrug our shoulders when James Holmes kills 12 people.
Hindsight is 20/20. I mean, it's obvious, you know, that something should have been done. And, you know, I mean, if the guy had written this, you know, this huge manifesto about, you know, what he had on his mind. But, you know, you could also argue that, you know, this guy was some kind of evil genius.
Well, he's just schizophrenic,
He booby-trapped his apartment.
Yes.
And then it took authorities quite a long time to get in there. I mean, this is definitely unfortunate, and certainly everyone has learned something about this. I am surprised that the trial was held in the Denver area. How about you, Tony?
Did you think, Tony?
No. The publicity was so great, John, that there was no doubt that everybody was aware of it anywhere in Colorado. So the argument of moving outside would have been hard to make. And I think that I think the right thing happened, having it tried in the Denver area. I think you get a group of people together, and as long as they commit to looking at the facts and not allowing the pretrial publicity to impact them. And remember, this was a trial that was two years in the making, and a trial where The DA said we're not going to negotiate and accept anything short of the death penalty. That's why they went to trial. And next Wednesday, the jury will convene again, and it'll be 2 days after the 3-year anniversary of the shooting, and they'll start hearing new evidence about whether or not James Holmes should die for what happened.
Okay, 808-0810, do you think he should get the death penalty or not? And back to Candace DeLong, I defer to her. She says, in the past 15 years, I think the Supreme Court upheld that mentally retarded people can never be executed. It's time they made the same ruling for the mentally ill. And she swears that James Holmes, as I mentioned, was definitely schizophrenic, and the University of Colorado knew it, and they could have maybe perhaps stop this before it even began to start in his head, but yet they did nothing.
Tony, do we know exactly what the diagnosis of him was post-shooting?
I mean,
have they determined what do they know what he was going through at the moment of, was it a schizophrenic episode or something else?
Well, there were four different psychiatrists that took the stand with four different positions on his mental state through this trial. Clearly, the defense was trying to plant the seed that the jury should allow him to be found not guilty or guilty with the insanity plea. And the jury didn't buy it. That was clear. Hmm. Like in many mental health cases, there's a lot of varying opinion. And that's what went up on the stand during the process. And at the end, the jury of nine women and three men said, no, we're not going to buy what was being sold by the defense. And quite honestly, I'm not at all surprised. But, I mean, you look at this. I mean, this is a 27-year-old former neuroscience graduate student. He clearly had the ability to put together thoughts. He was somebody who showed up with 700 rounds of ammunition. He had equipment in his trunk that if he was getting chased, he was going to be able to throw things out to somehow delay or defer the law enforcement. There was too much here, I think, to point to somebody that didn't deserve paying possibly the ultimate price here.
Okay, Tony, I've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we want to continue to chat about this, and I want to talk about the prosecutor's opening arguments months ago, talking about James Holmes himself. And if you have any input, should he have been found guilty by reason of insanity? Should he be put to death? Should he be incarcerated for the rest of his life? Well, obviously that's going to happen. What are your thoughts? 808-0810 is the number, 808-0810. First, we check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. We'll start in the city. This look at traffic is brought to you by Mike's Bikes. Westbound 80 at 5th, it turns out. You got a fender bender there in the Gore Point. That's really just helping to keep you stop and go back across the Bay Bridge to the Toll Plaza. Trying to get across to the East Bay on the San Mateo Bridge, 92 eastbound, still slow going. Your stop and go from the Nimitz back to Alameda de Las Pulgas in San Mateo, and overflow on southbound 101 has you stop and go back to SFO. Northbound 101 from 92 is jammed badly back to Whipple Avenue in Redwood City. Heading for the Van Halen Show at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Again, your only jam ups really are on southbound 101, particularly from just before Marsh Road and North Fair Oaks to Willow Road. And not helping is an accident a little before Marsh. You've got a fender bender there that's on the right shoulder. The Tour de France is in full swing, and Mike's Bikes can help you share in the excitement. Want to ride like the pros or looking for your first road bike? Mike's Bikes has the largest selection, guaranteed low prices, and local cycling experts to get you rolling. Visit Mike's Bikes today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
KGO invites you to the Chevron Family Theater Festival in Walnut Creek. Saturday, July 18th at the Lesher Center for the Arts. The party begins in the streets with face painting, puppet making, and a royal fairy tale parade. Then head inside to see the Popovich Comedy Pet Theater, a nonstop day of world-class entertainment, activities, food, and fun. To win tickets and get more info, visit KGORadio.com. That's Saturday, July 18th at the Lesher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek from KGO 810.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
May I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home. It's called Power Swabs.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, and if you want to whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. Just swab your teeth and you're done. Try Power Swabs risk-free by calling 1-800-663-1562. That's 1-800-663-1562. 1-800-663-1562.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Anson McLean Advisors have been helping folks like you achieve financial independence through sound financial and retirement planning. Our advisors have the education, insight, and experience to assist you with your financial matters, increasing your confidence in knowing you made wise choices in all the areas of your financial life. Check us out at moneymatters.com.
Hey, you. You're a hardworking professional. You're a mother of two. You love wine, and you're somebody's BFF. The only thing you're thinking about changing is your weight. Jumpstart MD helps transform your weight and your health in a way that fits you. Call us, 1-855-JUMPSTART, to get started.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, and we're talking about James Holmes has been found guilty in the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shootings. And on the line with us is Tony Kowalski. He is the lead investigating news reporter at KNTV in San Jose. But before he went to San Jose recently, he spent many, many years in the Denver, Colorado area. And I go back to Tony, and I go back to talking about the fact that he was a schizophrenic, and the University of Colorado had the psychiatric unit had defined him as such, and basically, you know, there was the notebook that he had, was that admissible in court, where he was planning and scheming?
I'm not sure on that day to day on what did get in and what did not get in, but I can tell you that I know that there were 4 psychiatrists that interviewed Holmes. And they all agreed that he suffered from a mental illness, but they were all split 2-2 during the trial on whether he met that criteria to be declared insane at the time of the shooting. And so when you see that, it's back to this mental health issue, and professionals will vary on their opinion.
Yeah.
Nobody in their right mind walks into a movie theater with 700 rounds and planned and plotted like he did and can sit in front of a group of 12 people and say they're sane. But to get off on this charge is what they were split on, and that's a fascinating argument.
Well, and also a fascinating argument is why they did not move the venue, because, of course, we're thinking, and a lot of people who are texting us and tweeting us are saying, well, yeah, obviously the people in Aurora and Denver area, they're going to think that. Now, if you go back to the prosecutor's opening arguments months ago, he essentially made the case that the defendant was crazy, which is exactly what, you know, trying to convince the jury that he isn't. And the defendant wanted to kill as many people as he could because he believed it would improve his own self-worth. I mean, so he had all these self-worth issues. And so I think
there was a lot going on. I mean, the DA said, you know, basically the only justice here is death. And that's what they're going to try to convince the jury next Wednesday.
Okay. All right. Let's take some calls here. 808-0810. Do you agree with the decision, or do you think that he should be executed, put to death, or life in prison without bail? And go ahead. Let's
Darren
go.
In Sacramento is on the line. That notebook was read out loud in the trial, apparently.
Okay, 808-0810. Darren, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I think it's about time that we stop being politically correct, and you know, our criminal justice system needs to be a deterrent. And for those people who have psychological challenges or things like that, if it is found that they did something malicious, I see no reason that the death penalty shouldn't be applied to those people. Now, if it's found that someone, like, let's say with Down syndrome or something like that, accidentally kills somebody, then we have leniency with that. But I think it's time that, you know, we actually have a death penalty and it's a deterrent now, as opposed to something that's, it's more of an idle threat.
Well, I have to tell you, I honestly agree with you until I communicated with Candace DeLong, the former FBI profiler today, and she has studied in depth this entire case. And she was playing the other side of the coin, and I just thought she brought up some great and interesting points.
And one of them was, if a diabetic had a low blood sugar kind of fade out or whatever and did something, would you hold them as accountable? And let's say because of a blood sugar dip, they mowed down a bus stop full of little kids. You would just kill them. What you need to see is that schizophrenia is, I don't think people really understand mental illness.
That was her point, Tony.
It's a disease.
I'm on the side of the jury. I want to think that they figured this out and they assessed this and they did the right thing.
Well, you look at how much time they spent, what they saw, the pain they witnessed. They watched videotape. They watched. They looked at more than 1,500 pictures of what happened that night.
It was horrible.
You have to. You're right. You've got to defer to the people in our system that sat through this, but. You know, on the change of venue issue, I really don't think you would have found a different verdict anywhere in this country that you would have gone, and certainly anywhere in the state of Colorado, because the facts are the facts. And when you line them up, there is no question that what happened, James Holmes had to be accountable for. The only question was, did he get a lighter opportunity because somehow he was insane.
Okay.
And, when you break that down, it's not black and white, but I agree with you. The jury spent time, and you must respect the process.
Okay, one more call, then I've got a break. Okay, who are we going to?
So Heather? Joe in Sunnyvale.
Joe in Sunnyvale, you're on KGO.
Hello. So I wanted to make a comment that I believe this gentleman is insane, but, I mean, this is a person who killed people. And this is just a bad apple from society that has to be removed from society, either put to death or put away for life, because you cannot fix or repair that type of mentality. I mean, it's just done. This is just a wrong, you know, this brain will not be fixed. Even after all these killings, how are you going to erase that from his mind?
So if James Holmes were your son, you would say the same thing?
Well, I think this goes back to, and it escapes me, the guy who tried to assassinate President Reagan.
Mark.
And he was found guilty by reason of insanity. And, he was put away. But now they're talking about letting him out and do visitation, this, that, and the other. And
John Hinckley,
that's right. Thank you. But I guess, do you think they're going to give him the death penalty? Because, as I said, the prosecutor started with this. That he was crazy. I guess that's the bottom line.
I would be surprised. Now I worked in Houston, Texas for 4 years, and in Harris County, the death penalty is given out early and often. It's a completely different community. But
right.
You're talking about Denver, Colorado here, and it's not as common. It's much more rare. But when you line up the facts here, I think anything short of the death penalty would be surprised.
All right. Tony Kovalevsky, thank you very much for your time. I do appreciate it. He is the lead investigative reporter at KNTV in San Jose, and I do appreciate it. And have a good night.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to us. We got a break for the news. We have more breaking news with John Libertini coming up in just a minute on KGOA 10.
Once upon a time, a man walks into a corner store. He's greeted with a profound question.
What can I get you?
He utters the inevitable words.
Deluxe Sevens playbook, please.
The man looks deeply into its glossy pages and scratches a game filled with priceless rubies. He turns the page.
and beholds five more games.
Wow.
Start your own Scratcher story with the Deluxe Sevens Playbook by the California Lottery and get lost in six pages of Scratchers. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
See the exhibition the Wall Street Journal called Don't Miss. Post-date at the San Jose Museum of Art through August the 2nd. For the first time, successful business owners can learn how to reduce their taxes by 20 to 40% by using the same tax strategies used by the wealthiest Americans and large companies. As a U.S. Appeals Court justice said, there are two systems of taxation in our country, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Prepare to become one of the informed. Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. to The Tax Planning Hour. Strategies used by the 1% to pay less tax, right here on KGO 810.
More breaking news with John Lobertini, and then we'll get back to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, Drex, we've got hit and run on the picket lines in Albany.
We gunned the car, and I spun around and fell to the ground.
That is one of the people hit by what appears to be an angry motorist who allegedly plowed through a crowd of protesters. It happened in the area of Marin and San Pablo Avenues. At least two people are injured. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns has been covering this story for us. She joins us live again with the very latest. Carolyn?
John, this hit-and-run accident happened as that group from Occupy the Farm was marching on San Pablo Avenue near Marin Avenue. Mindy was one of the people injured. She describes what happened.
And a Cadillac car came driving up and, like, kind of pushing through people. And I walked out in front just to follow the crowd. And he started coming at, I mean, just plowing through the crowd.
Before taking off, the driver ran over her foot, and as you heard, she did fall to the ground. He also hit the foot of another protester. Their injuries are considered minor. Now, the car is described as a white four-door sedan, possibly a Cadillac, with a disabled license plate, and it's Y9018. If anyone sees this vehicle, they are asked to call Albany Police. Live in Albany, I'm Carolyn Burns, KGO 810.
In Chattanooga, Tennessee tonight, five people are dead, including four Marines, after a 24-year-old man with Egyptian roots opens fire on two military training centers. The gunman is identified as Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz.
Shortly before 11 a.m., Abdulaziz drove up to a military recruitment center, pulled out a high-powered rifle, and opened fire, according to witnesses.
I seen the guy in his car. It was a silver Mustang, drop top, a white guy, and he had a high-powered rifle. But it was pow, 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 and he was just firing shots over here right next door to us into the Air Force, Navy, and Marines office.
The suspect then headed to a nearby Naval Reserve Center about 7 miles away. There, Abdulaziz opened fire, killing four Marines and wounding three others, including a policeman and a military serviceman. He was engaged by authorities and is now deceased.
That's correspondent Victor Blackwell. Meanwhile, authorities are looking into the possibility the attack might have been the work of Islamic militants. Correspondent Jim Acosta has that angle.
The president stressed that because this was an attack on a military facility, he wants his administration to have all of the information necessary to make an assessment about any motives. In the meantime, he is asking the entire country to pray for the Marines and their families.
Justice correspondent Evan Perez says Abdulaziz was not being watched by the FBI.
He was not in any of the databases that the FBI has been looking at.
Law enforcement officers swarmed what they believed to be his home. Two women were taken away in handcuffs.
It's really disturbing to come back to your desk and there are mouse droppings just sitting there on your desk.
And now to San Francisco, where news of deplorable conditions and earthquake safety issues made public, out of all places, the Hall of Justice. Here's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes.
Walking down the halls at the Hall of Justice, Assistant District Attorney Alex Bastian shows me a growing yellow stain on the ceiling above. It's urine from the jail.
It's leaked about four or five times this year, and when it leaked on me, I didn't get sick, thankfully, but it did mess up my day.
District Attorney George Gascon says the building is seismically unsafe and should be torn down and replaced.
You know, the money to build is just a matter of priorities, and we haven't been a priority.
The police department moved out of the building this year.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:33.
You hear Greg O'Donnell each and every weekend as he hosts Money Matters. And if you're not a client of Greg's yet, you may need to rethink that. You see, the same type of straightforward financial advice that's provided during the show is what the clients of the O'Donnell Financial Group receive on a regular basis. The approach of the O'Donnell Financial Group is to first listen to you and then help you create a plan for achieving your financial goals. Goals that range from wealth management to retirement planning to income strategies to leadership. leaving a lasting legacy. O'Donnell Financial Group is a local independent advisory that chooses from a wide variety of financial products and services, with the objective to help you reach your financial goals. To learn how the commission-free programs of the O'Donnell Financial Group can help you, contact them today at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300. Or online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com. Registered representative offers securities through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisor representative offers financial advice through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America companies are separate and unrelated.
Call Zero Res for the July summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right. $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call Zero Res right now. 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Guaranteed. To prove it, Ovation is offering free shipping on all July orders. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, stock up now. Select KGO at checkout for a special introductory discount and free July shipping at ovationhair.com.
It is 7:35 on KGO. We've got Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center, as usual, with a look at the Bay Area roadways.
Thank you, John. We'll start in San Francisco. This look at traffic's brought to you by FlexAlert.org. Westbound 80 at 5th, they're clearing a fender bender there, and you're now only stop and go about halfway back across the upper deck on the Bay Bridge. In Emeryville, eastbound 80 at Powell, a three-vehicle accident in the slow lane, but already getting moved to the right shoulder. Traffic is still stop and go back to the maze, but it's beginning to move. Once you get by that, though, you're still going to be slow up to Ashby. Crossing the San Mateo Bridge on 92 eastbound from the peninsula, getting better as well. Southbound 101 jam-ups just about gone. Northbound 101 from 92, however, still bumper to bumper back to Whipple Avenue in Redwood City. Let's hear it for hands, highly skilled, that can turn off unnecessary lights to help prevent power outages, which, if state officials call a Flex Alert, will come in handy indeed. Tips at FlexAlert.org. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, today was the hottest day of the week. It was mid-70s at some of the beaches down in Santa Cruz in particular, mid-90s inland. Tomorrow the marine layer returns. That's going to cool it down just a bit. But on Saturday, you'll probably see the coolest temperatures of the weekend. You can expect mid-60s to upper 80s. On Sunday, back up into the 90s, but with a chance of showers. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've still got warm temperatures and clear skies. The hot spot is in Livermore with 84 degrees. It's 80 in Fairfield, 74 in Dublin, 73 in Walnut Creek. We've got 77 in San Jose, 67 in Oakland, 64 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And one of the other things we're talking about are the 400 Republican presidential candidates that are out there. And the latest was Scott Walker from Wisconsin throwing his hat into the ring this weekend. Last night on The Tonight Show, Fallon was making fun of him. He played a video of Scott Walker's speeches synced together. And he's telling the exact same story word for word over and over and over again.
I went to Kohl's department stores near our house, and I bought something at the price it was marked at. So now I know over the years that if I'm going to buy a shirt, it was $29.99. I go to the rack that says now $19.99. I remember to get the flyer out that we got mailed at our house that gets 15 or 20 or, man, if you're really lucky, 30% off. Tonette usually is with, and she'll reach into her purse and pull out some of that Kohl's cash. And next thing you know, they're paying me to buy the shirt.
Maybe you can go to Kohl's and buy some new material. That'd be
amen to that, and let's say good evening to my first guest here, or actually our second guest already, attorney Angela Jambola, and she is the founder of PhillyGayLawyer.com and the Jambola Law Group, whose practice focuses on LGBT law, civil rights, employment discrimination, and more. And good evening, Angela. Thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, so Scott Walker's in the ring, and you just heard Fallon having some fun with him. But on a serious note, he already stepped on the third rail, the same thing that Ben Carson did, and blatantly implied that gay men are predators who can't be trusted around children. He went there right out of the box. I'm sure you have something to say about that.
Before we get serious, I want to stay funny for a second. Who announces they're going to be president, or they're running for president, rather, on Twitter? I mean, we can just stop there. Who announces their candidacy on Twitter?
Well, I guess he thought he was going to be too hip for the room, just like his Kohl's cash.
I guess. I don't know.
It could be. I'm not sure. But, you know, one of the first things he did do, besides mention his Kohl's cash and then go after, you know, gays and lesbians, was talking about overturning the Supreme Court's marriage equality decision.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, Walker, you know, whether he bashes gays, whether he talks about, you know, being pro-life and bashing abortion, he knew going into this that there's absolutely no way that he can win against a Jeb Bush or a Marco Rubio or the 19,000 other GOP potential candidates that are out there unless he differentiated himself in some way, right? You have Rubio and Bush really, you know, towing the line and trying not to be offensive. They're saying they're pro-traditional marriage, not anti-gay, like, and so he's basically, if you think back to 2004, when I looked at it, he's running on George Bush's platform from 2004, where George Bush said, "I'll amend the Constitution. We'll get rid of this." He's being overtly anti-gay, sort of as a differentiation factor. I mean, it's the only thing I can think of because it doesn't make any sense at this point from a society or cultural standpoint to be overtly anti-gay, but if he's not, how does that differentiate him from every one of the other candidates that are towing the line?
Well, it's his version, I think, of dog whistling to the homophobes out there in the Republican Party, especially when he's, you know, in Iowa. And also, ever since Jeb Bush used the words safeguard religious liberties in response to marriage equality in Florida, you know, we all knew that that was gay bashing. And so Scott Walker, as I said, went all Ben Carson and hit the third rail, or hit the third rail right out of the box.
Right, right.
I mean,
you got to give him credit. He's, you know, from my point of view, it's the quickest way for him to fail as a candidate. The polls are already showing that. And I mean, how is he going to differentiate himself from everyone else? He's just going to call it like it is. Everybody within that pack, even, you know, Donald Trump, feels the way that he's speaking. And so if anything, I mean, good for him. Call it like it is.
But, of course, anybody that looks at the polls, the numbers out there, and sees how much of America supported marriage equality, is the guy an idiot or what? I mean, I get the whole differentiate myself thing, but you can't get votes that way.
Exactly. You can't be against something that, at this point, close to 65% of Americans agree with. But with that said, and Americans can, from a popular vote standpoint, agree with marriage equality, but we all know that the electoral vote and the popular vote are different. So I'm not hanging my hat necessarily on the popular vote. And, you know, and it's a real concern. You know, my biggest takeaway for anyone who's listening, gay, straight, whatever, if they're pro LGBT, is don't get complacent.
Yes.
I mean, in my opinion, this is the beginning of the next 30 years of litigation around where does my 14th Amendment right begin and end, and where does, you know, Jeb Bush's and Ted Cruz's and the Rick Santorum's of the world, where does their First Amendment right begin and end?
Because after marriage equality, we see all these other little issues popping up, and it's like playing whack-a-mole because various people are going after other freedom that we think of as being typical for LGBTQ, but they're looking to take that sort of RFRA route to squeeze the community out.
808-0810 is the number, 808-0810, and I see we're getting a lot of calls on this. But the entire scenario, I mean, it seemed like part of Walker's campaign to whip up the anti-gay extremists, particularly, as I said, in Iowa, you know, playing to the crowd. But he's got to remember that the press is following him around, and we see these things. And I, you know, when he trotted out his sons who favored marriage equality using his kids, I thought that was really, really bad. You know, and then his wife playing the role of, well, she's torn with the Supreme Court decision. I just don't get it.
Right. It's very reminiscent of Dick Cheney with Mary Cheney. I mean, if you do research into the guy, which since he announced he has a gay family member that's very close to the family, it's a cousin. The sons, like you said, attended the wedding. He did not. They're pro gay marriage.
And he has said, and there are quotes, that he supports their marriage. Well, how does that work, sir? You support their marriage and you think their love is legitimate enough for them to have a union, but yet you want to amend our Constitution, which not for nothing has only been amended 17 times other than the first 10 Bill of Rights. You want to amend the Constitution so that I can never get married. I mean, it's very, very reminiscent of Dick Cheney not knowing how to handle Mary, you know, out
right,
in the public.
When she came out, right, exactly right. What was going to happen. And by the way, Scott Walker did say that he went to the wedding reception, as I recall, and then he had to go back and say, well, he didn't actually go, but he knows of it. And you know, he's trying to say that he surrounds himself, and I love this, with modern people. What the hell? Modern people? Okay.
Right.
He took a cue from Modern Family, a very popular show.
I do have some modern people around me. Thank you. All right.
I love when I get a seminar notice or something in the mail that says, we're going to discuss estate planning for the modern family. And if they basically mean gay, and I'm like, what, do all gay people walk around with iPhones? Like, what does that mean, the modern family?
Oh, my God. Versus... Yeah, your own family might have a couple of them in there. You think so?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take some calls here before I got to go to the break.
Rich in Livermore.
Rich in Livermore. Hi, Rich. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. This whole Donald Trump thing, I'm from the left side, so I just laugh out on a daily basis, and I can't wait to see the next thing that he says every day. But having said that, you know, he's getting 15-20% polling numbers, but those are Republicans. So really, you know, if he's getting 20%, he's getting 20% of half. So he's got, 10% of Americans that are giving him a favorable response?
Well, he has hit this intolerance vein. Trump has, and it's, you know, and I see him going through the sky like a rocket, and he is, and I'm not surprised. I mean, he's hit something hardcore with America. They're so sick of politics in general that I really understand why he took off. I don't know what your stance is on him, Angela. Go ahead. Thank you for the call. By the way, I want you to know, when I come back from the break, when we continue with Angela, I will play the Trumpty dance for you, if you haven't heard that yet. It's in my Drex A Power rotation. All right. Yeah, so what about Trump?
I'll come at Trump from a non-LGBT perspective, just Trump as a candidate. But I think you're right. I think the United States is really... or the 10% or whatever the percentage is that is pro-Trump, yearning for something that's non-political. You know, he's using that, I'm a CEO, I run businesses, I've had multiple million-dollar businesses, and this country needs to be run like a business. And that's really what he's selling, that I'm the richest man alive and I can make this happen. But again, in all reality, with as many GOP candidates that are in the ring, the RNC is just shuddering with themselves because he's just a thorn in their side.
Absolutely.
Right?
They got to write this platform and they don't want him to be part of it.
Exactly. And then if he becomes an independent, I mean, someone was joking with me the other day, they're like, Anza, I think maybe 10, 15 years from now, we'll all find out that he was actually on the Democratic Party's payroll. I mean, he's just helping us get there. Like, you know, even though, like the caller said, he's obviously very Republican, he's getting a Republican vote, but he is killing them in reality for any Republican to be able to become president.
Okay, Angela, I got to take a break and we'll come back. And as I said, I'll play you the Trumpy dance, and we want to get Angela Jambola's Scott Walker call on the Planned Parenthood video. And actually, the Wisconsin governor would like to make Planned Parenthood go away. That would be his choice. 808-0810 as we continue on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. First, Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. That commute along the Altamont Pass is still a bit of a grind. Your stop and go from First in Livermore out to the 205 split. Taking a look in San Leandro, southbound 238, you got an accident before 580. Still trying to zero in on which lane it's in, but it's got you jammed back to the Nimitz and pushing traffic back on northbound 880 to Llewellyn. In the city, westbound 80 at 5th, they're clearing a fender bender still, so traffic has clogged back up to Treasure Island on the Bay Bridge. Emeryville, westbound 80 just after Powell, you got a three-vehicle accident there that should be on the right shoulder by now. By now, traffic is stop and go back to Ashby. 580 eastbound across the Richmond-Santa Rafael Bridge. Well, you're stop and go from Sir Francis Drake to just after Main in San Quentin, but then you've only got minor slowdowns across the bridge to the tolls in Richmond. And by the way, Sir Francis Drake heading to 580 from 101 is jammed from Drake's Cove Road to 580. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
KGO 810 has your tickets to see Culture Club. Culture Club, Saturday, July 25th at the Greek Theater in Berkeley. All this week, tune into the KGO Morning News at 8:10 a.m. for the newsmaker of the day. Then listen to the Chip Franklin Show between noon and 3 and identify the newsmaker of the day to win. Or buy tickets at apeconcerts.com. Culture Club in concert from KGO 810.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry, the federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our Sun Power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. Independent surveys say 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California-equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
I have 6 credit cards that I use. I added it up and I pay $863 a month. And I have a balance of $50,000. Can I get the money from LoanMe to pay off these balances so I just have one monthly payment that's lower than these?
Yes, you can. With your good credit, LoanMe can loan you up to $100,000 in about a day. At rates as low as 9.9%, 11.39 APR for the most qualified applicants, and there's no collateral required of any kind, just your signature.
So I borrowed $50,000 from LoanMe to pay off my 6 credit card balances, and now I have just one fixed monthly payment that's lower than the total of those cards. Wow, I'm saving on my monthly budget, and it's much more convenient. Thanks, LoanMe.
So call LoanMe at 855-59-PRIME. That's 855-59-PRIME for up to $100,000 in about a day.
Loan amounts and APR depend on FICO score, income, and ability to make payments. Minimum 660 FICO for this program. Loans made pursuant to California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lender License Number 603K061.
This summer, Denny's and the Fantastic Four are bringing you delicious new dishes of epic proportions. The Human Torch Skillet, the Invisible Woman Slam with blueberry pancakes and citrus glaze, and the Thing Burger, a behemoth piled high with bacon and an egg your way. They're all fantastic. Denny's new Fantastic Four dishes coming to a Denny's near you. Welcome to America's Diner. See the Fantastic Four in theaters August 7th. For a limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Changing your oil regularly helps keep your vehicle running at its best. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, purchase 5 quarts of Chevron Supreme conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $16.99, or 5 quarts of Havoline Pro DS full synthetic for $22.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the presidential style that you're used to. My hair's funny, but you're made of money, see? And my show was the best on TV, let me tell you. My words may repel you, my vision for America to sell you. Trying to buy the White House with all my wealth? First, let me introduce myself. My name is Trump D, pronounced with a umpty.
All right, we know. And I'm telling you, that's
is that an original?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
an original?
Oh, yeah, don't you love it?
Checking.
You got it. Thank you. Attorney Angela Giamplo, and she is from Philly. She is the founder of PhillyGayLawyer.com, and we're talking about Scott Walker and his entire, as I mentioned, stepping on the third rail, which was blatantly implying gay men and are predators and can't be trusted around children. He brought up the whole Boy Scout thing and, you know, right. and allowing gays in scouting, and it just got really ugly.
I mean, it's so 1974 with this guy.
Yeah. And then he went to Planned Parenthood. Before we get to that, I want to take a call, and we go to Dave in Sacramento. Hi, Dave.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. So what do you have to say?
I wanted to say, you know something? If these Republicans think that they can be anti-gay for the rest of their elections, you know, they're on drugs. They've got to be on crack. You know, the fact of the matter is, the way I see it, you know, get over it. People just shut up. I mean, about it, just move on. This is getting really old. I think what they need to do is that some of these bigots needs to, like I said this to Kristen Kraft, they need to basically swim in the Pacific Ocean, shut the hell up, and drown.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Dave.
I love his passion.
We love him. Yeah. Okay. So, but he's right. I mean, it goes back, and you mentioned it earlier. It really hit home when, of all people, that you could think of in politics, it was Dick Cheney and his daughter, Mary, came out right. as being gay. And then it was like, now what do we do? Okay, so, right. you know, and this is blowing up in Scott Walker's face as well. And I wanted to ask you on your take on his Planned Parenthood plans, should he become the president? And actually, as he had stated, he would get rid of it. He would defund it.
Right. And I'll talk about that on a macro level because I think it 100% relates and correlates to the same-sex marriage case. So, I mean, if you look at Roe v. Wade and decided in 1973 and how little bit it's been eviscerated over time, there are places in this country where you can't get abortions, where it's difficult to get abortions. You know, don't get me started with Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Bush, I mean, at one point, Bush stopped funding into Planned Parenthood. He couldn't do away with it. I can't see anyone being able to do away with it. But if they're not getting government funding, then what services are they providing? And, you know, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat. But what I keep, you know, trying to get people to focus on, and it's too much for this show, but the Hobby Lobby case right. that was decided
yes.
about a year ago
right,
that,
yeah.
that's abortion related. And what Hobby Lobby said and what the Supreme Court gave us was that closed corporations, which Scalia failed to define, so we don't know what a closed corporation means. So it could mean Hershey's, it could mean Campbell's Soup. You know, there's many, many definitions, but that Hobby Lobby is a company, and Hobby Lobby, since it was a closed company, could decide for itself, based on its religious beliefs, that since it doesn't believe in abortion, it is not going to provide health care plans to its women employees, female employees, that include contraception. And so therefore, these women, all the employees in 41 states that they're in, had to go out and get very expensive, independent health care in the last year. The minute that case was decided, Obama got a letter from 100 religious leaders asking that case to be extended to LGBT issues.
Oh,
so again,
no.
to come full circle at the beginning of the show, when I said the next 30 years of this fight is going to be, where does my 14th Amendment right begin and end, and where does their First Amendment right begin and end? And as far as I'm concerned, the minute you tie 1,138 state and federal rights to something, you cannot deprive another group of that. They've mucked it up in this country. They made marriage. They took it out of the religious sphere, and they made it a government state-related thing. And so, you know, it's going to be – there's never been litigation around this
okay.
particular issue. So it's going to be interesting to see it play out, and I think people – like Walker and like the other anti-LGBT individuals, will very easily be able to rely on Hobby Lobby as binding precedent. And so if anything else, the next president, we need to have the next president for the next couple terms because we're going to have a ton of justices kick the bucket.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that the makeup of the court doesn't weigh in Chief Justice Roberts's.
All right, Angela.
That's the most important takeaway. Thanks.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Angela.
That was
Giambo.
A lot near the end of the show. Sorry about that.
Thank
no,
you.
It was
we
great.
Appreciate it. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
Thank
Take
you.
Care, guys.
Thank you. We have more breaking news. We're going to get to it with John Lobertini in the KGO Newsroom next on KGO 810.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.